Let me read you something out of a new book published by William Bloom. He's known for his publications on the CIA and their impact worldwide. The book is called Rogue State, A Guide to the World's Only Superpower. And in his final chapter, entitled Do Americans Really Believe in Free Enterprise?, he quotes from a newspaper survey. And it goes, nearly half of adult Americans surveyed by the Hearst Corporation in 1987 believed Karl Marx's aphorism, quote, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, end of quote, was to be found in the U.S. Constitution. Would you like to comment on that?
Would that it was. I'm afraid that the American public is very badly educated at a lot of levels. And one of the problems we have in this country is that because there is very little connect between your life and the political process, that people don't pay much attention to it. I don't think it's that Americans are more stupid than Europeans or Asians. I don't really think that there's a genetic defect to the American public. But there's a sense in which when you cannot affect the events in the country, you stop paying attention to them. There was a poll taken maybe 20 years after the nuclear bomb in which about one-third of the American public had not heard of the atomic bomb. This is some years ago, but, you know, that stunned me when I heard it. But that's the nature of America. I think here there's a difference between this country, say France, Germany, or Russia. Forget the totalitarian aspects of the Soviet Union. The amount of reading that people did in the Soviet Union, books and magazines, was much higher than in the United States. Part of that is television, which chews into people's time, and part of it is a dumbing down of the mass media. But it's nice to know that they thought Karl Marx was in the Constitution, yes.